Yes, we're back. Episode 8. 8 October Festivus for the rest of us.
Pull that one out from Jerry Seinfeld episodes.
Yeah. You know what? I was trying to figure out where I heard that at.
Yeah, the fucking Christmas episode.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I know what that is. Yeah, there we go. I was like, where have I heard that before? October Festivus for the rest of us. Episode 8. Brew Brothers. My name is Shannon Shell, and that is...
I'm Alan Kirkaby.
And we're the Brew Brothers, and we're back again for episode 8. Of course, producer Dale is in the building, and Paul's somewhere in the building around here. He'll probably join us. So, Dale, you joining us later?
Yep.
Dale's going to join us later. And, yeah, you know, we just out here with some Oktoberfest goodies. We got some Oktoberfest goodies from Sierra Nevada. We got some Fargo Brewing.
We got the return of Drecker...
Yes.
...slash Brewing Project collaboration called Everybody Loves Everybody. Rainbow Sherbert Sour.
That's a good song. Everybody loves everybody. I don't know if you know the song, but
I know of it. I don't know the words. Song. When I hear everybody, I think of the Backstreet Boys, Everybody.
They got a little competition.
Oh, yeah. Now we got two Sherberts in here.
You got two Sherberts in here.
Shit.
You got one from Motto Brewing out here. Yeah, shout out to Motto Brewing. I got a chance on my trip to Nebraska to visit Motto Brewing in Sioux City. That's in Iowa. Motto Brewing, they... Great host, great food island, amazing food, amazing beer. They got a lot of stouts over there. They got a lot of barrel-aged stuff, and it was a great place. I would definitely visit again. It's one of those places we should get on a Rhode Island and just visit.
From everything I saw from the photos and all the beers you brought, everything just sounded delicious and fucking fun as hell.
Yeah. I got a barrel-aged coconut, some coconut barrel-aged thing that will crack open when it gets cold. From Motto. So shout out to them. Also, we got what we got here today? A little bit of Remedy Brewing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Remedy Brewing. They were also great hosts. You know what? You know what's good about the brewery world? When you go to other places, they give you a lot of love, no matter where you're from.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know, they didn't know me from a hole in the wall. They just opened their arms like, hey, oh, check it out. Actually, this one guy from Remedy Brewing was wearing a shirt. And he was like, I was like, man, that's a great shirt. It was called A Pint for a Pint. So a pint of blood for a pint of beer. They had like some kind of thing going on there in Nebraska and Omaha there. And I said, hey, that's a great shirt. You know, you got any more of those? Like, I was willing to pay for it. He just gave it to me. Hey, here, we got an extra one laying around here, man. Here you go. Here's the big one for you. And I was like, cool. It's just cool how in the brewing community, everybody's always just, you know, just the love is incredible. And... I'm gonna post. You posted pictures. I think I posted pictures of Motto Brewing, right? Did I post pictures of them yet?
I think I saw a few.
Yeah. If you check our Instagram or our Facebook, Brew Brothers, you can see the pictures. They have amazing artwork out back. Like they have like it was all made from like artists in town, artists from the area. It's just probably one of the best patios I've ever seen. Like in terms of, you know, a brewery, they got like cool stuff going on, and they got these cool artwork, like these little metal things, you know, metal rocket ship, metal person. Like, it's just cool. Everything's really cool about it. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And where you at?
Can you click that thing that says green right there?
This one? Yeah. To the left or right?
To your left.
There you go.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Yes,
there
I am. Yes, Paul. All right. Paul's live.
Yeah, no, you would think that these breweries and bars and restaurants, they would actually hire, you know, graffiti artists to decorate their fences and stuff.
Some of them do. I think some of them do. It's a, you know what, it's great places. I just couldn't believe how welcoming everybody is all the time. Like, I don't think I've ever been, I might have been to one, maybe two places out of all the breweries I've ever been to that people weren't very nice. But for the most part, they're really like, you know, on it. You walk in like, oh, it's a customer, you know. But I want to give a shout out to all the guys at Remedy Brewing. They were like amazing. I think the guy's name was Travis. Shout out to Travis. I remember Travis. I don't remember all the other guys' names, but Travis helped me the most. I also ordered a couple of shirts from Remedy. So, and they'll probably be in the mail in a couple of days or so. But yeah, shout out to Remedy Brewing. Great place. If you haven't had a chance to go to Omaha, Nebraska to visit any breweries there, you should go. I think Omaha is a spot. South Dakota is a spot. Iowa is a spot. You know, there's some hitting gems out there. Mm-hmm. You can find some good beer everywhere. So how you doing today, Paul?
I'm okay. Got done doing the Buffalo Wild Wings remote with Mark Dodmeyer for the World of Outlaws race tonight.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, had some technical difficulties at first, but
yeah,
we handled it.
It happens, you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we're Outlaws. That's tonight.
Yep.
And tomorrow. Or just tonight.
It's tomorrow in Fargo.
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow in Fargo.
They're wrapping up. They always end. They always start and end here every season.
So Paul, some of our listeners might not know what that is. Why don't you explain what World of Outlaws is?
So sprint car racing at the River City Speedway.
Yep.
If you've never seen it, I would highly recommend it. Yep. You know, they have races every weekend.
Yeah, they do.
But the World of Outlaws, they come from all over. I mean, they travel the country, and it's like the top racers that are in the dirt track world.
Yes, and last year it was rained out.
It's almost rained out every year.
Are we expecting rain today? Do you know that, Dale?
It's going to be maybe flip the switch. There we go.
It's going to be nice and sunny tonight. So
nice and sunny.
It's going to get a little brisk in the evening, but it's actually going to be at least clear skies. So
World of Outlaws is a go.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, cool. And these guys, I mean, they haul ass.
Yeah.
I would never want to get in one of those things. That looks just freaky.
No, you know what? For me, until I saw sprint car, I watched sprint. I've never been to an actual race, but I've actually saw sprint car racing on television. I didn't think they were going that fast, but I work right there, so I could see the races from where I'm at. The cars are going fast, man.
And they're loud.
Yeah, they're loud. Oh yeah, you can hear it all over town.
Yep,
it's all over town. You can hear it everywhere. But yeah, so if you're in town this weekend, I mean, you won't hear this show. So hopefully, you went to the World of Outlaws if you were in town.
Yep.
Right. Also, the Minnesota State Fair is going on in Minnesota.
Yeah, that just kicked off, and almost every major big brewery that wants to get in there is in there now.
Yeah, they're all
with specialty releases for anything of those events.
Yes,
I'm not a huge fan of the Minnesota State Fair.
No,
I worked for Sleep Number, and they would send me down there to sell beds there, and you know you'd get it, you get some breaks and you can walk around and see some things, but I was just like, this is just a lot of people for a bunch of truck food.
Oh, it's a money grab. Every city has a money grab.
Yeah.
That's their money grab.
They'll have a couple of concerts at the end of the night, which are good, and they'll get some good bands. But, you know, you're sitting there and you're waiting 3 hours to get in with the drive, and then you got all these people. And, I mean, it's just, it stinks.
Yes, it's some good performances going on. I know I did see Boyz II Men's going to be there, and
I mean, if you like crafts and, you know, what's the truck food?
The food truck,
kind of stuff. I mean, then, it's for you, but I don't like that kind of stuff.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a hit or miss type of thing for me. I'm just going to see what's new out there for beers and, you know, mingle with people. That's what we do.
The one thing I always loved about when I went there the one time, and I would like to go through it again, is just going there and just getting a giant turkey leg.
Yes.
That was probably the best one.
Giant turkey leg or steak on a steak.
They have said, I like the food, but I'm a fat kid at heart, so I like the food creativity. Like, there's a lot of good deep fried stuff out there that I'm going to drink.
Absolutely.
Or and try.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think people just kind of hype it up because they've been waiting so long for it.
I've only been once. I thought it was fun. I'd maybe spread it out before I go back again because I know that can get to be overwhelming.
And you actually have to go there for a few days just to experience everything because you can't see everything in one day. Yeah. It's impossible.
That's a weekend. That's a weekend thing. Or 3 days at least, right?
Yep.
3 days at least. So, Alan, Oktoberfest is here, and a lot of people don't know what Oktoberfest beers are. Why don't you explain that to them because they don't know?
True Oktoberfest beers are German-made. They abide by the purity law of hops, water, malt, and yeast.
Yep.
And it's only made in Germany.
Yep.
There are Belgian styles, but those aren't true ones. The true ones do come from Germany, and there's a slew of houses that make them. Some of the older and best styles that I like, because it is fall, but
right.
I don't know, lots of flavors like toasted caramel, light malt roast of vanilla, toffee,
yes.
Some butterscotch you get through there, but you get a lot. They're very clean on the finish for the more traditional styles.
Yeah.
The one we have from Sierra Nevada, every year they go to a different German house and they go there and collaborate with them. So every year it's a different beer, different make from each house they go to.
Right.
The can art changes every year, but they're one of the only two, if not three, breweries in the country, U.S., that go over there and abide by the purity law to make a true Oktoberfest style.
Right.
It's unmatched.
As a layman for the brewing world, what's the purity test?
So pure, they like the hops, water, malt, and yeast, like pure, like through like. It's a lot more traditional, like in that sense.
Right.
So, you know, going into like the Oktoberfest thing and back to the Minneapolis.
Minnesota State Fair, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you said that all these breweries are trying to get in there. Personally, I would think that they would want to get into the Renaissance Fair. I haven't been there, but I think I would have a lot better time going to the Renaissance Fair because they go on at like almost the exact same time.
Yeah, they do. They kind of they overlap each other.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been to either one. I've never been to either one. I possibly could take a visit down to the Minnesota State Fair this coming week. Maybe we'll see. If not, maybe I might head over to Detroit Lakes. I don't know. Something different. But I do want to go to the Minnesota State Fair. I just want to experience it.
One of the best things about the Minnesota State Fair is going into the little bars and stuff that they have, because they have all kinds of artists performing stuff.
I like that.
And that's the one thing that I really enjoyed.
Well, Minnesota's an artsy place. They're all, if you don't know Minnesota, that part of the world is like all about the music. Mm-hmm. Music is huge there. The artists huge there. Artists drawing, people making stuff.
There's just a lot of musicians are in those bars, and they're really good.
Just like Nashville, just a little, not as country, but it's a lot of funky stuff going on there, and I really enjoy it. Anyway, also, I was also visiting another place in Brookings. It was Brookings, South Dakota. It's called Eponymous Brewing, and they had a butterscotch Oktoberfest beer.
That doesn't surprise me.
I wasn't able to bring any back with me. I will make a trip to get some, though, but you know what? It was amazing. It was actually really good. I didn't know butterscotch would go so well with beer.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
It does sound awful, right? But you'd be surprised.
Sounds like a pretty sweet-tasting beer.
Yeah, it actually is very good. I was very impressed. I had, sometimes I just try to get a flight so I could try a little bit of everything when I go somewhere.
So does it taste like Werther's Original, kind of, almost?
No, maybe? Better. It tastes better? A little better, actually.
Oh, heck yeah. Better than Werther's
Original. I love Werther's.
Yes. I didn't mean to make that come off as like a slight. No. I grew up with those. Love them, yeah.
No, I think the butterscotch thing goes. If you it has to be the right person making a beer, too, right? Just can't just make a butterscotch beer and think it's going to work for you. Sometimes it doesn't work.
But I thought those Werther's were toffee, not butterscotch.
Oh, I guess for some reason I thought they were. Or maybe they do both, multiple flavors.
I think you're right. I think they do both.
But anyway, it was good. It was delicious. I also got a chance to go to Watertown, South Dakota, which is a super small town. And I happened to go there when they were having like their Watertown Days. I can't remember what they call it. They call it something. But they got a Watertown Brewing right in town there. The gentleman who owns it, his name is Don. Nice owner, great person. As soon as I walked in the door, he knew that I wasn't from there. He knew. He was like, hey, what's the dead giveaway? He just knew I wasn't from there. He's like, huh? How you doing, man? What kind of beer you like? He was all over me. He said, hey, I make all the beer here. Let me go in the back and check out his little setup where he makes all his beer. He gave me a bunch of samples. And then, of course, I had a couple of glasses of beer. And then I was on my way. There's only two breweries in Watertown. There's another one called Dempsey Brewing. And they're really cool. It's a really cool spot. They got of course, they're Irish, right? Dempsey Brewing.
Yeah.
So they have like all the flags of all the teams of soccer and everything and all that everywhere. It's like one of those pubs. It's like a real Irish pub.
I wish that was there when I was going to school in Wapton, because I got friends from Watertown and everything.
Yeah.
They came up here, and Wapton's a party town. So going down there, I wish I'd have been able to go down there and have some fun.
Yeah, Brookings. It's a lot of good beer. Actually, they've been talking about a brewery going up in Wapton. But it hasn't happened yet. I actually met a gentleman from Wapaton when I was in South Dakota, and he said, "Hey, we're looking to get a. They've been looking to get a brewery in Wapaton forever. They're always talking about it. People say they're doing it, but it's just never happened yet."
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine that Wapaton's a big enough town for them to have a brewery.
Well, there's two towns, Breckenridge and Wapaton. So
yeah,
it's convenient.
It is. So I'm sure they could do well there if they really put their minds to it.
Yeah.
But other than that, what's going on in current events? Oh, yeah. President Bush got arrested again. No, President Trump, or the former President Trump.
He's not going to get indicted.
Well,
although he did go to jail. He surrendered himself.
Did you see his picture? It's all over the internet.
Oh,
right now.
Yeah, they had his mugshot.
His mugshot?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I want t-shirts of that. It's going to be
bad. It's bad, yeah. It's bad.
Something about his eyebrow on that. I know he's kind of that's one of his vintage things there, but his eyebrow, I think, something was going on with it that day.
I don't know.
I thought I heard that Rudy Giuliani got arrested.
Yeah, he did.
Something.
Hey,
I don't even know what for though.
Fucking everyone.
Can't stand, listen, they're shady, man. They're shady. I'm going to give you a short history of Rudy Giuliani because I'm from New York City. Mm-hmm. Rudy Giuliani, when I was a kid, he had this stop and frisk law. And it was really basically for the black kids in, you know, in New York City, right? Mm-hmm. So just imagine being a kid in my teenage years. I'm playing basketball on the court, hanging out with the guys. We're all playing basketball. We have on shorts, sneakers, and a shirt mm-hmm. and a basketball. Every so often, every other couple of days, cops come by. They stop everything, and they want to search all of us. What are they looking for? We're going to have a mysterious gun in our waist pants or something like that while we're playing basketball? It doesn't work like that.
Right, cocaine in your sock.
Oh, it was the worst. When Rudy Giuliani was the mayor, the governor, whatever, of New York City, he was the worst. He just had all these laws where you couldn't do certain things, and he just, you know what? It's kind of.
What did he get arrested for?
He's shady, I'm sure. You know, they're not going to do no real time, okay? Let's be realistic here, okay? Him and Trump, they're not going to go to jail. But it's kind of cool for me seeing them go to jail. It's kind of, I'm like, good for those guys. You know, if you grew up in the tri-state area where I'm from in New York City, you can't be a Trump fan or Rudy Giuliani fan because they kind of made things in New York City difficult for people that kind of like, you know, get somewhere in life. And of course, in my neighborhood, which is, you know, a low income neighborhood, they really harassed us like crazy. So a lot of people like they love Trump, and I get it. You know, he does have some good qualities, I'm sure. And Rudy Giuliani, too. You know, I never really like to see people go to jail, but it felt good. It felt good to see those guys get booked in.
Did you watch the Republican debates?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. It was a garbage fire. But the one thing that I was, you know, really hoping that somebody would bring up, and they didn't. I mean, they kind of touched on education, but, you know, they're talking about, like, you know, a revolution in the country, trying to bring everybody together and, you know, getting rid of the FBI, the school board, and all this kind of stuff.
Why?
But I'm just like, if you guys want America to be better, you need to start at the base level with elementary schools and get these kids to learn.
Like, what's going on here?
Like, right? Kids are, it's just like a huge decline. I mean, half of the kids that I'm actually probably one of them that graduated from high school, I can barely do math. You know?
I think most of us can barely do math, right?
You know?
I'm pretty good at math.
Pretty good at math?
I'm good at math and science, though.
Math was my kryptonite. I had to study my butt off just to get a C, and I was happy getting a C on a math exam. But there was one kid in my algebra class next to me. He would, like, nap all day in class, and he'd just kind of wake up, do the exam, go back to sleep, and ace the exam every time.
I was like,
oh, man, I'm jealous.
I was that kid.
I was more mechanically inclined, so I did that, and then I got to college. I did more trig, and I did more anything in that high. I did more elevated math because even though I did stuff with the architects, I was an electrical engineer.
Oh wow, man, I'm super envious. I wish that stuff could just come to me naturally, but I not everything else good, but not math.
I think one of the candidates actually said something that was pretty smart though about. They need to bring back some of the traditional classes of like shop class and home ec and,
totally,
and things that like useful practices in life, like learn how to change the oil in your car.
Anything. You know? That's going to help you survive in life. You know, some people can't afford to go get an oil change. Oil changes are pretty expensive these days. So having those little tiny
things
like that.
Isn't this just the tech schools that are?
I don't know. But I went to a technical school. I went to a vocational technical school. So
we had a tech school growing. Yeah. We had a tech school attached to our school when I was growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, so but and tech schools are, they're great, you know, but there should still be, you know, like shop class and learning the basics of this stuff in high school before you have to go to a tech school to figure it out.
Oh, like when I was in high school, the VoTech, the tech school was connected to it.
Yeah.
I kind of stayed away from the school, and I was always over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's shop classes, wood shop, machining, tooling, automotive.
Yeah.
You could bake. There was one for like cooking. There was one for like sewing and everything like that. I'm like, hell yeah.
You know what I did?
I lived over there as a kid. I'm like, I don't like school at all. I just lived.
I did clock and watch repair. That's what I did. I had a clock and watch repair class for like a year. It was interesting. You know, you can make a lot of money being a clock and watch repair person. They always need to be fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But, I mean, vocational and technical.
Those people just turned into jewelers, though.
Yeah.
And pawn shop people.
Yeah, my brother was super smart. My older brother, he's passed away now, but he was super smart. He was he went to aviation school. Mm-hmm. So he could like, build a plane or he'd build helicopters. He knew the engines.
Well, I guess the point I'm making is that the idea of somebody going to like a trade school to be a mechanic or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Like it's like looked down upon, like you're not as smart as somebody that is going to college for gender studies, you know? So they need to reverse that in the like educational system for like elementary, junior high, high school and saying, hey, being a mechanic is just as important as being an astronaut.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it is. It really is. Hey, you know what? I didn't watch that Republican stuff. Who were the candidates? Do you remember who the candidates were?
Oh, there was like 10 of them.
Oh, okay.
Including North Dakota's own governor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Doug Burgum.
Oh, really? Oh, he's running for president?
Yeah, and he clammed up bad.
Oh, he clammed up? He's not ready yet.
He did tear his Achilles tendon.
Oh, okay.
Like the day before.
Oh, so he was hurt.
Yeah, and he might have been on meds, you know, for it. But when it was his turn to talk, he was just like a deer in headlights.
It's okay. Yo. Hey, good luck to you, Doug. You know, I met Doug before. Nice guy.
No, yeah. Doug, I cannot absolutely not be president.
No, well, we didn't say he was going to be president, but he was a nice guy. He was, you know, he had a conversation. I had like a good 2 minutes with him. You know, hey, how you doing? Da, 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 da. It was
the
nice.
Only candidate in the room that has a chance of winning wasn't in the room. He was in court.
Is that Trump, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, listen, they're doing everything to make sure he doesn't win.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They don't want him to be nowhere near the presidency, nowhere dealing with anything in America. They're doing everything. The powers that be, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, what are we trying here, Alan? What's this?
Back on track with the beer.
We always go off track. That's okay.
I cracked open the Drecker Brewing Project collaboration back for its third round. Everybody loves everybody. It's a rainbow sherbet sour.
Rainbow, very good. I was going to say, I had no idea what this, how to describe the taste of this, but
it's a straight up sherbet.
Sherbet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a dreamsicle.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's like a tang to it, which I am all about. I am digging this.
It's very, very good. This one's been around before, so we knew it was it.
Yeah, this is the only one where I'll spend the $23 for a 4-pack.
Yeah.
I think it's way too sweet.
Yeah.
And this is an Oktoberfest one, you said?
No, it's just a sour.
Oh, a sour. Usually I'm not into the sours, but I think this is probably one of the first ones.
I just wanted to bring it because it's so damn good.
Yeah.
No, it's a good beer.
It's very sweet.
I enjoy it.
The second drink was better than the first.
Yeah, it takes a little bit to warm up to.
Yeah. The first one, though, it knocked my socks off.
we knew what to expect. So, but this is good. I think if you know anything about beer, the Brewing Project, it's in Wisconsin, isn't it?
It's in LeClaire, Wisconsin. Everything they touch for sours,
they're good.
IPAs, dark beer, stouts, porters, lagers. They make killer stuff. I love their lagers, and they make a really good Oktoberfest that is coming.
Yeah, will we get that?
No,
you won't get that. Right,
the Brewing Project won't come to North Dakota.
Why not?
Not licensed for the state, and it's too far for them. You'll get them in Minnesota. Like, the closest is probably Moorhead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you can get... that's okay.
Yeah. You can get a lot of good stuff down there.
Probably the spot we went to before, right?
Yeah. Down in Bridgeview Liquors.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Actually, it's a liquor store in Moorhead, right?
Yep.
That has a gym above it.
Yeah, it has Anytime Fitness. It's Bridgeview Liquors in Moorhead. It's connected to Hornbacher's.
Yeah.
And then right above it's Anytime Fitness.
Anytime Fitness. So Anytime Fitness is above it.
It's got a Domino's and a pizza shop. It's got a Domino's and a barber shop next connected to it all.
And a pub
on the corner of it.
Quite the quartet of shops. Yeah. Get fueled up all the right ways for your workout.
Get your coffee. Get your coffee at Hornbacher's and just walk the path down.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
By the time you're done, you can grab lunch and shit and just grab a fucking beer.
Oh, heck yeah. That sounds epic.
It's actually kind of cool.
Or if you can get a fresh shave while you're walking.
Yeah. All in one little area. Right there.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, I should mention too, all the beers you're covering today, all the brewing companies, we went over them before the show. I made sure to tag them in the description for this to the Facebook pages for each brewing company. So if people want to know more about the beers you're covering on the show, they could just go in the show notes for this episode and just click away.
All right. Yeah, we got tons of stuff. There's and
just good bangers on this one.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna do a little sours, and we're gonna try a little bit of some other sour. We got another sour here too. What's that? The Backwoods one here.
Oh,
Back Pocket Brewing. That's a good one. We got a cream ale here too from Remedy. That's a good one too. You know, just trying some good beers. But Oktoberfest is coming along, and what's a good meal to eat with Oktoberfest beers normally?
Brats, like brats. Sausages, like just anything German, like giant pretzels, German brats, Polish brats, any brats in general, or like different variants of like flavors or seasonings that go with them,
right.
Always got to have mustard and sauerkraut, no matter what, with this combination.
I mean, strangely enough, hungry.
Yeah, strangely enough, I'll take it if you want to like, throw in for the fun.
Yeah.
You're throwing pecan pies, pumpkin pies too.
Oh, pecan pie. I love food.
Just because it goes so well with this season and with the style of beers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just, you know what? There are good Oktoberfest beers, and there's some beers that I don't really care for.
Summits is awful.
Awful beer.
I don't like Summits Oktoberfest at all. It's not one of my favorites. Yeah,
I think everybody tries to hit for it. And I don't know if you guys know anything about Oktoberfest. They always make the big mugs, the Oktoberfest mugs.
Steins. Oh, Steins. Kind of traditional.
Yeah, traditional
mugs. I have a shit ton of Steins somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like we have, so we sell Sam. So we have Sam Adams somewhere else. We have the biggest one in the country.
Right.
And we always get giant Steins. And every year we have Stein competitions for Oktoberfest.
Nice.
Hold your Stein full of beer for the longest for a time.
Oh, so you can hold the longest. Oh, we should do that. Yeah.
And then so every year we have a giant actual like 3-foot Oktoberfest Stein from Sam Adams like as a display.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a true traditional one. Like you open the handle and everything.
Yeah, oh, cool. Take a picture of that. Post that.
We're trying to figure out where to put it for display and everything too.
Excuse me. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Do you guys have a pretty big collection then of those type of tankards or steins? And
yeah, we have a lot. We have cases dedicated that we get dedicated to us, and every distributor who has Sam Adams, we get them. We send them to the accounts for like competitions, like Oktoberfest events, everywhere our territory is, and everywhere anyone else has their territory. And it's just fun whether like you want to have like give them away as gifts or stein competitions, or you want to have like. Hey, have a mug, man. I know you're a good guy. I know you're a good customer, and you're going to enjoy Oktoberfest till the day you die. There you go.
True Oktoberfest through and through.
So we'll, of course, our local beer company, we only have one now, right?
Yeah.
Half Brothers. They make an Oktoberfest beer.
Yeah, okay. Their Marzen is, their Marzen's good. I like it.
Yeah, I've had it before. I actually have one of their steins. Yeah. So, yeah.
The king is still for here. The king is Oktoberfest is... Sam Adams.
Sam. Oh, of course.
You're not beating their numbers.
You want to hear something crazy? I went out last night with a friend and I didn't want to drink. I was like, I'm not going to drink today because I'll have a couple drinks tomorrow, right? We're at Southgate. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is on tap.
Oh,
yeah.
We were told that we can start releasing that beer.
Yeah.
Last week on. Earlier this week, we could start releasing the kegs.
Right.
Then later this week, we'd start releasing the packages.
Right.
So now everyone can start putting them on tap.
So you want to hear something crazy? They didn't have no more.
No, it's gone like that every time.
It was already gone already. Like, you know, JR was pouring me a glass of it, and I thought it was a sign for me. Like, okay, he got like not even halfway through. Hey, we don't have any more. And I was like, well, maybe I'm not supposed to drink beer today then.
So
I'll take a glass of water.
So what makes the Sam Adams Oktoberfest reign supreme over them all?
They've always done it the best every time. Some year, it's always been consistent. It's always been good, but they're the biggest one in the country to do it.
Yeah.
And Sam Adams puts their money where their mouth is with marketing and like getting people, getting the communities involved with celebrating this event of like love and community, enjoying the celebration of camaraderie at a beer fest.
And there are a lot of huge Oktoberfest festivals too. Mm-hmm. I think in Minneapolis, right on the Mississippi, there they'll do the Autumn Brew Fest. So that's kind of like an Oktoberfest festival beer thing, and it's like super amazing. It's right next to the lake. It's just pretty cool. Yeah, so if you get a chance to go down there to check that out, you should go check it out.
Is that, would you say, the closest big Oktoberfest celebration for the River Valley area?
I think it is, isn't it?
The Moose?
Autumn Brewing? The Autumn Brew one?
Oh, yeah, that one's big in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that one's big. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest one in this area, maybe. Yeah. But, you know, of course, our friends in the north, they have one, too, up in Canada. So they have one, too. So, you know, if you get a chance to go up there.
Winnipeg? Or?
Yeah, Winnipeg. They'll have a lot of good Oktoberfest beer coming out. I'll find out which ones are the better ones. I'll bring some back so you guys could try them. And, of course, speaking of Canada, I turned Dale on to Little Brown Jug.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
To generic lager. And
oh, gosh,
he's
yeah.
He's, like, texting me late night.
Was it late? Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry if
I
it was late.
I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I need a generic lager.
3 a.m., no.
I'm just joking. I'm totally joking.
He's Where's my beer? No.
it was in the afternoon. It was in the afternoon. He's just like.
I'm up at odd hours, so yeah, I wouldn't put it past me.
I want a generic lager. You know, how do I get some? You know, I'm like, I got you covered. Don't worry about that.
Well, I went to their website, and I remember last time I was on with you guys, you were talking about how some websites are depending by the state. It could vary by state. And so I don't know if that was it because I was like, oh, I see a special for a case. And I'm like, all right, let's order this case. And it says, select your state or province. So I'm thinking, okay, there will be a bunch of Canada provinces and United States available. And it's just Canada is the only selection. Yeah. And I'm just like bug-eyed looking, like, no.
Yeah, God damn it.
They can't deliver beer here to to North Dakota.
Is there a big price difference from here to there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I want to say a case on there. It was like a special, too, but I think the special was like after shipping, I want to say like 60 to 65-ish or so.
Yeah, so that's... it's kind of pricey.
But I can see it's like a special occasion every once in a while. That's not too bad. You know, treat yourself.
No, I think the one you were talking about, they also had the 1919 was included in that?
Yep, it was half and half.
So it was like... It was six 1919s and was it a 24-pack or 12-pack?
Yeah, I think it was a 24-pack, so half of each, yeah.
It'd be 12 1919s and 12 generic lagers.
Generic lagers, those are... Yeah, you brought a couple last time I was over, and I think I went through those, and like I had like one a day in, within like 4 days, and I was just good stuff.
You know what?
Great recommendation.
I'm happy to turn you on to something new.
Yeah.
You know, we got to change Paul over there. Paul's just a Bush Light king. That's what he is.
Oh, you like that spot? You like that Spotted Cow I brought that a year or so back?
Oh yeah, I like all kinds of other beers. I'm just not going to pay for them.
Yeah,
too pricey for you?
Yeah,
yeah, I get it. Yeah, I mean, but if you want good tasting beer, you got to pay for it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the key.
Well, yeah, like I said last show, or the one previous to that.
Right.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
Oh, you don't know yet?
Yeah, I mean, when you go into the liquor store, it's not like they categorize them.
Yeah, they don't. They don't tell you exactly what's going to taste this way or that way or closer to what you normally drink or something like that. So
yeah, because I'll experiment. I'll get a case of beer, you know, be $25, and I'll be like, "This is absolutely horrendous."
Why is that, Alan? Why they don't let you know what beer is beer? They just put it wherever they want to put it.
That's pretty much the categories. By each style would just be ungodly terrorizing because it's never going
to
end.
Yeah, because I feel like when I go to Happy Harry's, the selection is good, but it's so scattered. If I didn't know because I go there where it was, I wouldn't know what to look for. You know what I mean?
That would take forever to organize that. And it's a clusterfuck. Any store to do that.
I feel like they throw like the beers they really don't want nobody to have in that little area where like Fargo Brewing stuff is at. Some Bemidji Brewing.
It's like all corners.
That's where all the locals are.
That's a local counter?
That's a local spot only.
Yeah. Bemidji's local?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the area.
Yeah, I guess it is, right? It's not far.
Yeah.
But Bemidji's good beer.
They'll do, so not locals, but like North Dakota, Minnesota.
Okay, North Dakota, Minnesota, yeah. And then everything else is on the other shelves from all across the
world. Yep, everything that we can get our hands on in this area.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is I, as a general rule, drink a lot of beer. And so,
you want your bang for your buck.
You do.
Well, no, if I were to drink this kind of stuff, I would be so incredibly shit faced by the end of the day because they're all like 5 to 7%.
Yeah, you'd be shit faced for sure. Yeah,
you'd be rolling.
If you drink two of these, you'd be shit faced.
Yeah,
maybe.
I might be full.
If you space out a Bush Light throughout an hour, like, you know, three in an hour. I mean, it's
no big deal.
It's not even really going to affect you.
It's like water.
Yeah.
Right, it's like water.
I'm kidding.
What else we got here, Alan? Like what else we got here?
I just poured the Punch Right Meow.
Punch Right Meow. Yeah. Pucker Up.
Pucker Up Right Meow.
Pucker Up. I like that name. Oh, man.
Why? Because it tasted like shit?
Who's this by? Oh.
Hey. Back Pocket Brewing, I see.
Yeah, Back Pocket.
I love the cat on there with the ray gun. Yeah.
You know what? Hey, listen. If the beer's not good, the can is awesome, right? Sometimes we can admit that, Alan, right? Sometimes we buy it because it's cool as fuck. Like, look at that artwork.
It's not bad. I liked it. It's light cherry.
Yeah, it's light cherry. Yeah,
it's a good Berliner Weiss.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was that bad.
It's very easy to drink, and I got nothing against it.
It's a sour. Like, it's a.
It's more on the easier traditional side, which is way better to enjoy because a lot of this shit's heavy as fuck to drink, and it's not the easiest route to take because you're drinking 500 calories of beer if you have one of these Drekkers.
So that I just looked
one
up
one Drekker's 500 calories.
Like their smoothie beers that are sours like that, or like any good craft brewery like that that makes these things that are like heavy purees and everything. It's about 300 to 500 calories.
Oh my gosh! Just for 1 pounder.
Easy
for one.
I remember someone brought up to me. I can't remember which beer it was, but it seems like the last couple of years, someone referred to them to me as dessert beers, like with milk or something like that. Yeah. Those ones are lactose, more heavy.
That's all these pastry stouts. Like all these sours, they use lactose in them too.
So those are more heavy duty, calorie wise, and all that.
When you get to the more dessert styles, like the pastry stouts and everything, that's when you see like the heavier chocolates, like more caramel, like marshmallow.
They sound awesome and delicious.
They taste good, but again, it's about 500 calories you're taking.
Would you agree with? I think the person who, I can't remember who, someone was telling me about this last year. They said they're the good end of the day beer.
Yeah,
they are. They really are good end of the day beer.
Yeah. So I was finally able to find it on the can, and it looks like Busch Light is 4.1%.
Yeah,
which I think is a total exaggeration. They probably put that on there, but I bet you they're more like
0.4,
3.2,
right?
Yep.
Well, can they do that? Can they make it higher if they want the ABV?
Well, if you do it over an average, and how many cans of Busch Light do they pump out every single day? I mean, who's going to test every can?
And it goes between like North Dakota, Minnesota, like states that have like a 3.2 law,
right?
Like Minnesota does,
right?
Where some breweries are, I've known some breweries to change the numbers, like that
Busch Light,
to a full strength to like a 3.2 because it's just to get the numbers out there people want it.
Yeah, my brother, he lived in Salt Lake City for a while. Ooh. And to even get beers like this, you would have to get a membership to the bar.
Well, and
serious?
Wow. Yep. Beers in Utah can be no higher than 5%.
Yep.
Like anything over that, you have to like...
It's like a special license or something?
Yeah. I think you have to have something special for it. I don't remember, but the minimum, like the highest is 5% for almost all the beers.
Is that like
this...
The Mormon law or something?
It's
like
a Utah law. Oh,
so they
and it's only in like one spot of Utah where like you can
Salt Lake
do this.
City.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. That's the only place you can have beer basically.
Just Salt Lake City?
And the thing, so what I, from my understanding, I mean, this was years ago that he was trying to tell it to me, but so you go to like a bar or something and you have to pay like for a monthly membership to get like a Budweiser that is like a normal Budweiser. Otherwise they have ones that are cut down to the 3.2 level where a normal Budweiser is at like 5. Wow. So if you want a normal one, you have to pay the membership.
Well, and that's why you see like a lot of the breweries, big boys, they quit doing 3.2 because it costs too much to make that different two different things and the same quality, same style of beer. But to drop the ABV, that was a pain in the ass for them to make. So they just threw their hands up and said, we're done. Coors Molson, done with it because it's not worth their time. They lost more money on that side.
And you mentioned 3.2 laws. Is that where, if I'm thinking it right, or is it along the lines of like states that allow gas stations to sell beers, have to be 3.2, or is it vary by state?
It's Minnesota. They have to be 3.2 unless you get a special license, but a lot of the Minnesota is run by the municipals.
Mm.
So that's why they strong arm them.
Like Thief River,
they're strong armed by the municipal law.
Really?
So Falls Liquor up there has everything. But when you get to like the gas stations, it's all 3.2.
Wow.
Because
sounds like Canada, how they strong on them up there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And is there a certain reason why they want the gas stations to have lower strength there? Or?
They want to fight it. Like all the municipals on the munis want to fight it. But when the state and the cities control everything, you kind of, unless you can get everyone on board, it's kind of almost impossible to fight.
Oh, man.
It is. Yeah, right up in Canada now, they're having a They're trying to get more money.
The vodka shortage?
Yeah, they're having a vodka shortage. Just the problem is that they don't want to pay the people who work in the liquor commissions.
Yeah.
So they're not paying them. So a lot of they're making like not so great money. And if you know anything about happening to Canada, especially during the COVID times.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. They
during
got
the COVID
strict.
Times, they had people just ransacking the store, grabbing everything and running out.
It's one more thing for Trudeau and all the people in that high of power to just really kill off everyone up there because it's the same way through COVID. They want all the money that they don't need.
Yeah.
And they're not willing to pay everyone for a livable wage up there.
No, they want it all.
Like, so they're all coming down. Everyone I see on the weekends from Canada is coming down here. They're buying all the alcohol possible, like all the rum, all the vodka. It's insane.
I can show you my text list about, hey, man, you coming up here again soon? Can you bring me this?
But I thought you can only bring so much across the border.
You can, but at this point, it doesn't fucking matter at all. They'll take the hit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because they can't.
Because they just get a fine.
Yeah, and they're just gouging the
price. No, it's not even a fine. They got to pay taxes on it.
And they're gouging the prices up there. So there's a shortage, but because they're price gouging left and right, the government wants everything.
So it's like an artificial shortage kind of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They can sustain everything up there. It's just
they want the money.
Yeah. It's awful.
They want it all. Yeah. They want it all. It's kind of sad because there's nobody working now. So, and their hours are like from 12 noon to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So they got the same staff shortages up in Canada as here in recent years in a lot of places.
Yeah. They have huge staff shortages. They don't even work now. They just work like 5 hours in a day and you have to go get that liquor within 5 hours. If you don't get it within the 5 hours, then you're screwed.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's what it is, though. I mean, they don't want to pay anybody. You got to remember, the province of Manitoba, they own the liquor commission. The liquor moves through them. Everything comes in through them. They control all of it. So you can't bring nothing in without them knowing. Because they run everything, and they get all the money.
Well, I think we need to get some Smokey and the Bandit action going on here.
Right? Smokey and the Bandit,
run some liquor across the...
I mean, if you want me to boo, like, I can. I'm just going to charge a pretty decent price.
Get that premium.
I need to pay for gas, people.
Well, that and I can't afford a Trans Am.
Exactly. No, you know what? I think I could bring one... a hard liquor. I could bring like a hard liquor, one bottle of hard liquor, and I could bring 24 regular beers.
It has to be per person.
Yeah.
Can't bring them together.
I've been going through with just getting away with it.
Yeah. The rules, and it always blows me away with the people up in Canada that do not know the rules when they've lived up there for so goddamn long.
So what's the rule again?
So it's after 48 hours, you can bring... Every Canadian comes down here, has to be 48 hours or more.
Right.
Then it's duty-free where they can buy a liter of spirits, 1.5 liter of wine, or 24 12-ounce beers after 48 hours.
It's either or.
Yep, and there's no mixing and matching.
What if they're gone for a year? Well, I mean, what if they're gone for like a couple of weeks?
Doesn't matter.
Still the same, right?
Same numbers.
Because with the food situation, they're able to spend... It has to be down here for 3 days to spend $1,000 in food.
Liquor, it's the same number across. Doesn't matter how long you stay down here.
Couldn't somebody just get a puddle jumper plane and just start smuggling that?
Oh, easily. They can't track that. Yeah. Well, they could, but you got to find a place to land. Just land in the land in the woods somewhere. There's plenty of forests up there.
Yeah, there is a lot of places you can land. It'd probably take them like, you know, a certain amount of time to get there, but they'll get there eventually. You just got to just make sure you know their time of arrival. So you can get the hell out of there.
That's good.
Yeah. What are you passing around there?
Cracking up another one. Our Oktoberfest. I did Fargo Brewing.
Cool. Oktoberfest Fargo Brewing.
It sounds like we'll be heading over to Fargo Brewing, possibly Below Zero Wrestling's got a wrestling show coming up there in a few weeks in September.
You got John Moxley, but you got John Morrison, or he's now signed with AEW, and he's wrestling...
Or he may be called Johnny Below Zero, for all we know.
Yeah, or because on AEW, he's Johnny TV.
Oh, yeah.
And every time he's on any other promotion, he changes his last name only.
Johnny Impact.
Yeah, when he's down in Lucha Underground, he was Johnny Mundo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That guy's a parkour wizard.
He's so fucking good at just doing everything, like acrobatic-wise. He is God-given talent.
So what does he have to do to get to the big show?
He's already in the big show.
Oh, he's in the big show.
Yeah, he just likes doing the indie scenes too. Okay. He likes people to. He wants to give a show for everyone, everyone to see him.
So he's able to. Is he under contract with the WWF or whatever?
No, he's done with WWE. He left. He's under AEW now.
Okay.
He's wrestling X-Pac.
Oh, that's going to be an awesome show. Yeah. Nice. We have the owner of Below Zero on for
He said that they weren't going to be wrestling. He said that were just going to be featuring.
Yeah, he said they'll be in action against their own guys there. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They're just going to be signing autographs.
Oh, that's fair then, because I saw that. I thought they were wrestling. That was going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, because he said he was really trying hard to get them to, but he was upset that he wouldn't.
Yeah, but I think he said both will be in action. Yeah, Nick Stokey, one of the co-owners of Below Zero, he was a guest on Icky Ichabod's Weird Wrestling the other week here. So talking about all the upcoming shows, they're going to be in Larimore, I think, a week after that, about a month from now. So, I'm stoked. I caught a concert at Fargo Brewing, too. That's quite the outdoor lot they have there.
It's awesome. They do well. Jade Presents did a great job with them. And so I'll be down there next Monday for the Ponds and Kings tour with Ultra Rich and Seven Dust.
I saw that listed. Yeah, I was like, oh, that looked like a killer show.
Yeah, and then on... There's more great bands coming down there. I think sometime in October, Fozzy's coming there.
Oh, Fozzy.
To the Sanctuary.
I remember Fozzy was coming to, I don't know if it was Fargo, but it was one of the concert halls in Fargo. I wanted to go see him, but it was like literally the day after Metallica was here in Grand Forks. And I'm like, I'm going to be all meddled out after Metallica. I can't do two back-to-back.
Yeah.
But
I went to both.
Oh, did you go to both? Just like, oh, I don't know if I could hack it. But
I went back to back. I killed my body doing that. It just drained me.
But probably worth it though, right?
Yeah.
Fozzy rocked it pretty good.
Fozzy's awesome. I like Chris Jericho, and
I love Fozzy. Yeah,
he's a great singer, and he puts on a show. He's lively for being 50s.
Yeah, and easily. You see how
he's in his mid 50s.
Yeah, he can still sing. He can't wrestle as well anymore because on AEW they were him wrestling is very. Easy now for him because he can do bumps, so he can't take as many as he could.
He's you can tell he's a little bit more cautious than he used to be, but he could still put on pretty good stuff. Yeah.
But he runs the mic better than anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I didn't even know Jericho was a singer.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, a pretty good singer, too. I was surprised at myself when I seen him. I was like, damn, that's Chris Jericho?
Yeah.
But he could do it.
But he's got his own rock. He does a cruise line every year now, a rock and roll cruise.
Really?
He does Fozzy and other bands on there with wrestling on a boat.
Wow. Cool.
I looked into going into that, but I'm like, oh, that's so expensive. But it seems so worth it.
How much was it?
I don't remember the prices. I want to say it was like low four figures or maybe high three figures, depending on where you are in the boat and all that.
But it's like a couple days.
But but you could. There's like payment plans. I'm like, if you spread that out over a year, that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah,
It's still good for it. I think that'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Have you been on the Jericho cruise?
No, I don't have that kind of.
Yeah, money. I was just like, I just want to go
watch the wrestling. Period.
Yeah, wrestling, see Fozzy, and then all other kinds of stuff. Oh man, have you guys ever been on like a rockin' cruise or anything like that, or like? I've been on just like a regular cruise before, but not like a special themed cruise.
No, it's a wish I want to do.
Yeah,
I've been on a pontoon.
Well,
I never thought I would go on a cruise, but then my dad one day is like, Dale, you never do anything. You're coming here with me with this. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
the last pontoon I was on was like probably 2 weekends ago at my buddy's place at the in Erskine on Union Lake.
Yep.
After the bar.
Pontoons are awesome.
It was 4-5 in the morning. We were there, done with the bar. He took his pontoon out. We were just... floating through Union Lake,
Union Lake's great.
Dripping, just drinking beers. Like, this is a good way to calm down.
Exactly. Especially if it's like a nice chill night, no wind, just chill. You just hear the crickets. And,
We nice just had our, we had our hoodies on. We were just fine. It was just nice out, calm and everything.
Yeah.
If I had the money, what I would really like to do is, instead of having, could still have like the camper, but having like. A really big boat that you'd see like on Lake Minnetonka where you have like the undercarriage with like the bed and the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. And just Devil's Lake isn't going to ruin that thing. I mean, you could just set anchor and you could stay out there all day.
Yeah, you could. You could. Oh, you know what? I have never been on a cruise. I have no intentions on going on a cruise. But my mother, who is in her 70s, her late 70s, wants me to go on a cruise with her. That's what she wants to do. Either a cruise or go to Panama. She wants to go to Panama. She's been there years and years ago. She wants to try. She wants to go visit again. But she's in her 70s. She doesn't walk very fast. She's had a couple of strokes. So it'll be difficult. We'll see. We'll make her dream come true for her last hurrah, right?
Ooh. Yeah, that'd be treat her right.
You didn't like the Fargo one?
I actually was going to say, I think I'm down with this one here. This
is probably one of the better Oktoberfests that's made around the area.
I don't know.
It has me thinking it's gonna bite, but then it kind of goes down smooth. Yeah.
It's got a little bit more of a drive. It's got more on the dry finish, which is nice, cleaner.
Yeah.
But it's light roast malts. Sometimes it's an acquired one. Some are heavier, some are better than others.
Yeah.
When you guys were describing before the show, like malty, toasty beers, I think this kind of sounds like this.
Yep. Yeah, that is.
Yep.
Yeah,
totally. I think it tastes like it has soap in it.
I've had it before. It's a good beer. Yeah. I think it's a good beer. I think it's decent. You know, one of Fargo's better beers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the better beers for sure.
So that's probably a dumb question. So a lot of these Oktoberfest beers, are they only like in season just for a couple of months, like in the fall or so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll run to end of August through all the way. You can go all the way to November with these things.
Yeah.
Just because it's a style everyone loves year-round. So, like, Sam Adams Oktoberfest, again, yeah. I see that in December. People are still drinking. I'm like, good on you.
Yeah. Oktoberfest, listen.
Wow.
Oktoberfest in New York City is amazing. Like, they're just, the bars are freaking ram-packed, jam-packed. Tons of Irish there. They love Oktoberfest. Tons of Germans there. They love Oktoberfest. They just love it. Belgians.
Well, and the nice thing is, too, like, for Oktoberfest up here, we have a pub crawl on September 16th, downtown pub crawl for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure every bar that's in on this has got a different Oktoberfest beer on tap from a different brewery.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So everyone can – Brick and Barley's on there. They're going to have the biggest selection. But Level 10 will have something – Aurelius will have something all the way down from like Bonzer's to the pizza shop, Rama's Pizza Shop, Ellie's Ivy, the Loft.
Do they do like a punch card then? So to make sure you hit up all the ones for the just to keep track of?
I think it's a punch card. I'm not sure, but.
Or like a little.
That'd be the only way to keep track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. A lot of bigger cities do like the that little passport thing, you know, and you just go around, they punch your passport once you had a beer, keep it moving. But I don't know. I've been to that one before, Oktoberfest, a couple of years ago. It was good.
Yeah.
I said it was cool. It was a really fun time. And, you know, it's Grand Forks. You're not going to get too crazy, but it's good enough. And we actually went to O'Reilly's not too long ago. It was my first time ever there.
Yeah.
See, what would be really smart if they could figure it out is you get the, like, a card.
Yep.
But it just has a QR code on it.
Yep.
And then you could have an app, so every time you go to a bar, it'll scan the QR code, let you know what drink it was, and then you can go into the app and say, I like that, and save it for later.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, they got things close to that, but not quite that.
That's going to take a lot of work for all the bars to get on board with that, because that seems way too out of their technicality, because...
Well, no, it wouldn't be the... It would just be, like, one overarching app company, and then I don't know,
and they have to put
that.
QR codes on all the beers, like everybody participating in it
would just have to be one person that sets the whole thing up, and you just every time you go to do a different bar, you scan the QR code at the place,
right?
And every bar has theirs, like, registered, like, this beer is here, come try this,
right?
Checked in, you go to the next one, checked in, drank that, like, write a comment or whatever you want to do,
right?
That easiest way to set that up. But like, it's easier said than done getting people on board for that one. Like, people will think it's overly complicated. It's pretty stupid simple, I think.
They do.
So that'd be a pretty cool app for somebody to design, though. I mean, you could probably make a lot of money, because if they put a QR code on every beer like that was out there, so you could go into your app, and then when you're in the liquor store, you could be like, oh, okay, I remember scanning. I really like this one that I scanned.
Right.
And then you go find it, and then you buy it.
Well, and the major one I know is, like, because I use it all the time, is Untappd.
Yeah, we all use Untappd. Yeah.
And that one is just, you can scan it, it checks in, like, it brings up the beer right away.
Yeah, it does.
And it'll tell you, like, if you've had, it'll green check you if you've had it before or not, and, like, get it, see what you think.
Yeah.
Then rate it. And it'll either give you, like, new badge or, like, this, that, or whatever.
It's social media. I have a hard time checking everything else, so sometimes I forget.
The nice thing about Untappd is it's connected to Uber, Lyft, everything.
Yeah, it is.
That's the better part.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, I like it. I just don't use it as much, only because I'm not always, like, you know, hey, every time I drink a beer, I don't always pull out my phone and be like, hey, what am I drinking? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just don't do it.
But you could do it with wine. You could do it with... Pretty much.
So that's the nice thing about Untappd is started to go to wines and cocktails. Like, for each bar, they ask them, like, do you have any specialty cocktails? Do you have any wines on tap or anything like that?
Right.
Speaking of stuff like that, the new the
tap room.
The tap room downtown is getting closer to
opening,
finishing up everything, and opening soon.
Nice.
Where is that going to be again?
It's in between Half Brothers and Brick and Barley.
So do they collaborate with both, or are they their own thing?
They're their own thing. It's a self-pour tap house.
Oh,
so you go up there, you just
have a card.
Start a tap, and you just take a tap card up there, and you just pay by the ounce however much you want to do.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
And it just pours itself.
Those have been around for years.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that they didn't take off more.
I know, and it's nice that we actually have one, because years ago when I used to manage a Really's in Level 10.
Yeah, they had them in the table.
Yeah, I was going to ask if they still had those.
I was there I was there helping bring those damn tables down. They're fucking heavy, and it was a pain in the ass.
How did it go? Like, how was it?
It was a too far header. It was like 10, 15 years ahead of everyone.
Oh, okay.
It didn't go well.
Having your own keg at your table.
People just sat there. People did it every now and then, but like people just sat there and just drank their own stuff.
Do you think it'll do well here? Like,
it would self-pour? Now it would. Yeah, but now the tap houses are taking over. That's the new way to do this.
Yeah.
So tap house.
The O'Reilly's O'Reilly's. So it was really cool when they did that, because you'd basically have like, you know, a keg at your table.
Right.
And for, you know, just a couple of people that are going out to the bar, it didn't make sense, but we would have employee parties. And so you'd have all the employees and they'd just sit around the table, and then you'd be like, you know, the beer is paid for. Yeah. Just go ahead and pour it right there.
Right. Easiest thing ever.
Yeah.
But too far ahead of everyone.
Yeah. I mean, bigger cities, it does really well.
Yeah.
Like, I was in Colorado, and it was jamming. Like, people were just all in line, getting their beer. They were happy. They were excited. They just paid a little money.
But, like, I've seen the ones where, you know, you have all the different taps on the wall that you can choose from.
Yep.
You know, you scan your card. But when you pour your own beer, does it cut itself off at a certain point? Because, I mean, if somebody doesn't know how to pour a beer and it's just nothing but foam.
Yeah, so, like, the thing about that is, like, you set up, like, you can set however much to the amount you want to pour or however much you want to pour and just pour that, and it cuts itself off.
Yeah.
But what if somebody just takes their cup and they put it under the tap and they just, and, you know, and I mean, if it, because you know you have to pour a beer like this.
Yes.
Yep. And so if somebody doesn't know that, then what are they, just out all their money?
Well, that'll be the nice thing about that. There's always a hostess or a manager running the floor that'll show you how to pour it if you want to just leave a tab open.
You would think that they would just have like a filter system on it.
No,
you know, so it kind of cuts it off, so it'll pour so much, but it'll make it only go out at like a certain, like not like a part, like a bar pour, but just like something like a lot thinner with a filter.
So there is a system like that, and it is where you would put the glass on the floor of the tap setup, and it would fill from the bottom up perfectly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's special design glassware, and you just set it on top of the tap setup where you want it.
Yeah.
Push it down, and it fills the whole thing right up to the perfect level you want, or for the perfect pour of a pint.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whatever style, and there's no overpour, no nothing.
No.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It was good. I tried it. I thought it was pretty cool, man. I thought it was one of the best.
You don't lose any of the carbonation and all that kind of stuff?
Nope, none of it. And it's perfect for kegs, because every ounce is accountable and poured out correctly, so there's no loss whatsoever off the keg when you do it that way. It's amazing.
Wow.
I think it'll do well here.
And it's great because you can cut the cost of labor down with having a small amount of people there, just kitchen and a small amount of staff, so you can tell them how to pour it and show them how it's done, right?
Yeah.
Do they have a target date for their grand opening, or is it still a bit off?
They're shooting for October.
October?
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty soon.
Yeah. Another one that's coming here, the Wild Bills just got bought up.
Oh, yeah. It's along my running path, and I've been seeing a bunch of workers in there.
Yep.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
It's a new bar.
What's it called?
No
one knows?
That's the one on Demers with the nice patio.
Right? The old Wild Bill spot.
I used to love Wild Bills. I thought Wild Bills was kind of cool.
Yeah. So this is going to be good for everyone. It's a new bar restaurant, 21 only. There's no name for it, but it's going to be good. There's going to be 20 taps there, lots of good food. Not sure what they're going to call it, but I'm excited to see what's going to happen with what they're going to put in. I'm excited to get my finger in there and help them out.
I like Wild Bills.
That Wild Bills pissed me off.
It was good, though.
When it started.
Yeah.
I actually sent a really nasty email to the owner.
Yeah.
Because the one in Fargo is just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And then Wild Bills, for the first, you know, 6-7 months, it was great. And then they took out the management from Fargo or wherever, and they left it in the hands of somebody in Grand Forks.
Yeah.
And I sent him an email, and I'm like, you got this server that's over here just playing on the jukebox. There's 10 tables with nothing but glasses on them. Like, do you have any management here whatsoever? And it's no wonder that they went out of business. You know?
And they pulled all the managers that trained them, yeah, all came from Fargo, did really well.
Yeah.
But then once they left, they slacked off. And then the managers that were in place were like, some of them couldn't even drink. They were still under 21.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible there.
They were just idiotic.
Well, I know a lot of stories about that spot because I used to know a lot of people who worked there because there's a lot of clientele from where I work at.
I knew that one. So they were always in the kitchen or downstairs. All in the kitchen.
Yep. So I know that there was a lot of thief stuff going on there. A lot of the managers were stealing money.
Oh, really?
Taking money. I know a lot about that. I know they didn't want to charge certain people because they didn't want it to get out there. But it was a lot of stuff going on where people were taking money, you know, and doing stuff they shouldn't be doing at the job.
Oh, yeah. It involved management, and yes, one of the boyfriends,
yep,
was helping out.
Yeah. We're like, at what point, me and the table next to us, yeah, we both were sitting there for like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And we finally like flagged somebody over and we're like, does anybody serve tables here?
when I first moved here, it used to be a pretty good restaurant. Burgers were great. Yeah. Food was great. Service was great.
But again, that's for their lunch specials.
We had lunch specials. They had great.
That's the managers from Fargo that came up here and helped run it.
But the thing that was so funny about this when I was like, yeah, does anybody, because the table behind us was like, yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Because like I said, there's all these tables with glassware on them. There's a waiter walking around. He's playing on the jukebox and stuff. And then they said, oh, sorry, we didn't know that. So that you got sat. The server didn't know that you guys got sat in his section.
That's bullshit.
And I looked at it and I was like, we're the only people here.
Oh, God. Yeah,
that's
horrible.
That's what they do around here. Some places, anyway. I mean, I ate at the Hub last night. It was pretty good.
Hub special, man. That burger and fries. Whew, good stuff.
I never had a burger. Is burgers good there?
Burgers are good. I think it's every Monday. It's buy one, get one.
Okay.
Or it's half price burgers.
I have to go buy for a burger.
But and then it's typical Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. I met a couple of the guys who bartend there and cook there, and they told me to come by, so I came by. I went by for a pizza last night.
Buffalo. Why am I drawing a blank on where the Hub is?
The Hub? Oh, yeah, it's Candy Corner from Joe Black's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, duh. Okay. Yeah, duh. Right over there.
Good spot, though. Nice patio. Great patio. Nice.
Oh, they got good service there. They got a nice patio. They got live music out there every now and then.
That's how this new one's going to be. New restaurant's going to be.
We don't know what the name of it's going to be.
No name yet, but they're going to keep the outdoor patio. They're going to probably have some fire pits out there. They're going to have concerts. They're going to do music out there, too, which is going to be great.
Dude, Joe is a super nice guy.
Yeah. Joe and Denny are great. I run into Denny every now and then when I'm at the lake bartending, and Denny and his wife are just absolute sweethearts.
Yeah.
Nicest humans alive.
They used to own the Wild Bills?
No. Denny owns, he's one of the owners of Joe Black's and the Hub.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I might have met him before. I don't know.
Yeah. They're old. Yeah. They're probably in their 80s.
Denny's wife, every now and then, or most of the time, is at the Hub during lunch, just helping out.
Do you own both?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's there all the time, just helping out, just wants to chit-chat and socialize, and she likes to just help and serve people. She's so nice about it.
Yeah, I would see Denny out there shoveling the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Dude's in his, like, his 80s.
That man doesn't know how to quit.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
He just can't stop. He likes to be active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Owning property, I guess that gives you some motivation to go out there and do it. You know, these people, you said they're in their 80s, and they're still out there doing it? Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. Now I know who they are, because I've seen the older lady at the Hub before.
Yeah.
I seen her outside, but I never really said hello. You know, she's just working the butt off, just helping out. Yeah, the Hub is a good spot. I would recommend if you don't go to the Hub, go there.
Well, I would recommend going to the Hub before, 10 p.m. if you're our age.
Yeah.
After that, it's probably time to go home.
Yeah.
Downtown after 10.
The college crowd rolls in there, and it is a shit show.
Yeah, different crowd.
They're already back, so they're going to...
Yeah, they're back.
They're running it like they want it.
Yeah, they're back. They're back already.
But they got super cheap drinks. They got really good food. But then when you get in there past 10 and those college kids get in there,
yeah,
I mean, because it's so cheap there, and I mean, they're getting $2 shots, they're all just getting shit faced.
Yeah, I had buffalo pizza and some waffle fries. Their waffle fries are amazing. Oh, yeah. They're really good.
It's not the waffle fries you want, it's the fucking gravy.
Yeah,
you want.
The gravy. Yeah.
What is that anyway? This is my first time ever having that ever.
It's crack.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, the nickname that we always had for it when I was in college and stuff was Joe Blackouts.
Joe Blackouts?
Yeah, I mean, I was
good.
I actually, when I was older, I had to yell at a couple of college kids because there was this girl that was outside passed out.
Yeah.
And just vomiting on herself.
Yeah.
While she was passed out. And they're all like, you know, probably doing their TikTok, like kind of making fun of it, thinking that it's funny. And I'm like, she has alcohol poisoning. Call a fucking ambulance.
People are crazy now.
No, we got to dance around her.
Yeah. Nobody
like,
calls 911.
She needs to go get her stomach pumped. Like, what is wrong with you people?
Nobody calls 911. They just pick up the phone and go, we got to record this. That's it. Yeah. You know? Yeah, I don't get it.
God bless social media. Oh,
man. What a generation.
They don't give a shit about nobody but themselves. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to record that. Is he dying over there? Let's record that.
Yeah.
That's how they do. But what do you do, right? What do you do? So Oktoberfest, right? This is episode 8. Oktoberfest.
I got to grab one more for us. Hang on.
Oh, we got one more. We got one more. One more. One more. One more. Oktoberfest beer. One more.
And final.
Yeah, final.
And I said, and once again, I made sure to tag all the manufacturers and if you look in the show notes for this on podcasts or social media apps, you can find out more about them by just clicking the links there. So it makes it super nice.
Yeah, absolutely. What's this last one, Alan?
We are ending on the one of the best, which is Sierra Nevada's Oktoberfest this year.
Yeah.
You can put
that up to the camera, Alan, so people can see it. Take a picture of that, too. There you go.
Oktoberfest Sierra Nevada.
See, now that's a label that I would remember.
Yeah. Absolutely. Every year they change
those other ones, they get too complicated.
Yeah. Every year they change the packaging on it, too. This is a collaboration with Kerwider Brewery out of Germany.
Oh, nice.
I'm never going to say it right.
Kerwider.
I'm just going to drink it.
Boom. Heck yeah. Thank you.
So but yeah, if you look at the artwork on this.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada likes to keep it clean.
Now look at those other, hold up those other two. No, not the Fargo Brewing. That one just looks like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
No, those two right there, the tall boys.
The Sours, yeah.
When you go to a liquor store, which one are you going to remember? Like, to me, both of them are, like, and you get that next to another 15 or 20 of them, and it's just like, which one is which? But that.
You got to stick out.
And to that'll be like, it's the Bumblebee one.
Yeah. To be fair, these colors are pretty freaking similar.
Yeah, they are. But they both kind of have the same things in them, right?
That's the one nice thing about Sierra Nevada. Every year they kind of play with, when they do this beer, they always play with the German concept of like, whether it's the coloring or something to do with the area.
Right.
So it's nice.
I like that. Yeah.
Well, let's see what you got.
Let's see what you got here.
By the way, if anyone's interested, the purity law of this for only hops, that's water, good. Malt, grain, and yeast. This started in 1516.
It's pretty good.
In Germany.
This is my favorite one.
It's clean as hell. It's a true Oktoberfest.
Yep, that's good. That's a good beer.
It's a good beer. You like it?
Yep.
Uh-oh, we won them over. We'll leave some in the fridge for you, okay?
Hey.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good one.
Bitburger, Germany, where this started. Sorry.
Bitburger, I got off track. Bitburger, Germany.
I got off track by drinking this.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of that one from earlier. Kind of a similar quality. It has a little bit of a stronger start, but it doesn't go down strong. Goes down pretty smooth.
Yeah, and this one's 6%.
Yeah.
It's a little more heavy duty, not too shabby, yeah.
But good ones like this, you can just drink them for the longest of times.
Absolutely.
And this is another one where it's only just a few months of the year or so.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got... There's others I like. So Shiner, which is
They make good ones.
True to German style too.
Yeah,
but theirs is a little bit heavier on the caramel note in a good way, but still light and clean like this one.
Okay, yeah, light.
We'll probably get them in next time. I'm waiting for more September to kick in.
Yeah,
would you say this one's a little more in demand come October season time? Or
Sierra Nevada is one of the bigger ones that's in demand besides Sam Adams. Like this one just moves very fast.
Yeah, that one and Sam Adams. I like the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. It's just always a really good beer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was looking forward to it yesterday, but I got disappointed. So I'll just wait and buy it. That's all. I'm sure it's already at the Happy Heritage.
Yeah, they're already. They got cut. They just arrived.
Okay,
They're all now here at Happy Harry's.
I really like Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
But I think this is a test.
Like I said, this is the better
the
one.
Yeah, it's the cream of the crop here,
This one and Stone Brewing, I know, are the only two pretty much that go over to Germany because Stone has a German brew house over there.
Yeah. A lot of guys do that. A lot of guys who brew beer, when they want to learn more about certain styles of beer, they go actually to the source, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything else? I guess we're going to be wrapping up, huh?
I suppose.
Where we at?
A little over an hour.
Yeah, time flew. Holy moly.
Yeah, damn.
Time flies when you're having fun. We're having a good time today. I think it was just a flow.
Yeah.
You know, it was a flow.
And I had one last question for you. And you brought up the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. There's one Sam Adams I tried. Do you know what the name of their winter beer is? I tried that around. Someone got me a six-pack of their winter beer
for Christmas. It's either a winter lager or their Christmas beer. Yeah.
Okay.
More likely it's their winter lager.
Winter lager is awful.
Oh, honestly, I thought I remember that one being pretty well, but maybe I misremembered.
I don't mind the winter lager, but it's not my favorite. I like their Christmas one way better.
Yeah,
it's
Christmas one is good.
A lot lighter, and I can taste more like gingerbread, cinnamon, allspice flavors.
Yeah, it's really good.
Winter one has got more like, it's got an off-putting caramel tone and body that I don't like. I can appreciate it, but something about the finish just kind of throws me off.
Maybe it was the other one.
Yeah, could be. Wow. That's a lot of talent there. Of course, our normal distractions have gone on. Look at those little bad kids hitting the window there. Look at them.
Oh, man.
Look at that. Oh, wow.
Man, no, you guys have turned me on to so many new beer series these few times I've been on here. And it's just been, I know we were talking a little bit before the show. I went to, I was visiting some family out of town, Montevideo, went to Talking Waters Brewery. Yeah. And that was good. And I texted you guys. I'm like, hey, I'm here. Have you been? Of course, got messages back from guys. Yep. Yeah. They rock.
Talking Waters.
Nick from Montevideo, or Nick from Talking Waters Montevideo, like, they kill it on their beers. Honestly, for what they are, and this style's making a big comeback and swing.
Yeah,
they make Mexican lagers, like, and they have a really good one.
Yeah,
I think I tried. It was called Stony something. I can't remember. Stone was the first part. It was two words, but yeah, everything there was really strong. Everything was at least 5%, or yeah. I think some 7 or 8% like that too. So,
but
yeah.
They're all really smooth.
Yeah, that was the one I had was awesome. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, good beer. Talking. Yeah, I got some of that in my fridge right now. I think I have the Metal Lark in my fridge right now. Is that what it's called? Metal Lark.
Maybe, yeah.
No, it's not. That's Metal Lock is a brewery. But I got Talking Waters. I can't remember. Remember, Eric bought us some. Remember when Eric dropped some beer for us?
Oh, yeah, the two hoppy beers guys.
Beer guys. He dropped some Talking Waters off here, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, we've had it before. I think you've given me some before, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to more Oktoberfest beer, and I'm looking forward to... of course, you know, stout season is on the way. Well, not we're still far away.
Pretty far. I mean,
still far away. But
I got some friends. I got some friends shipping us some more Oktoberfest beers and different styles in general.
I like that. I like that.
Sorry to prolong this, but Bane's Brewing, the guys that brought us beers, the guys that sent us some beers.
Yeah,
I totally forgot. I took the pictures. I am so sorry. We sampled your beers.
Yeah.
Holy shit, your Cremo with melon hops was really good.
Yeah. Shout out to Beans. Yeah, you guys wasn't with us. We tried it at Pirate's K. We were at Pirate's K.
Okay.
We do Pirate's K every Tuesday if you want to join us.
I saw some of your photos from Instagram. It looked like very awesome times.
Yeah.
And they had a New England IPA. It looked like a copper color, but it drank really smooth, like a traditional New England. Like all those beers that they sent us from Beans Brewing, like, he did a really good job on them.
It's home brewing too.
Yeah, for all home brews, like he did a really good job.
Yeah, it was it tastes professionally like good.
Yeah,
I thought it was really quality.
I was happy with his work. I want to try and help him out as much as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hit me up next time you go to Pirate's K.
Yeah. Tuesdays. Well, yeah, we'll text you. We'll just shoot you a text. Is there anything else Alan needs to go over? Are we good? Are we good to go, guys?
No, I'm just more stoked to drink so many more of these beers.
There you go. I want to drink some too, but I got to drive. So fine, you know. I'm supposed to drive anyway.
Fucking adulting.
I know. Yeah. Damn it. Anyway, hey, this is the Brew Brothers. I'm Shannon Shell. This is Alan.
I'm Alan Kirkaby.
We're the Brew Brothers. This is episode number 8, October Festivus for the rest of us. Yeah.
You got to say it like his dad. October Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, I remember that. You remember that? Do you remember that? On Seinfeld? Awesome. I remember that. Shout out to Paul also. Paul's here, producer Paul. And shout out to Dale. Dale's in the background there. We had a great show. And, as usual, the Brew Brothers, you can catch us on all streaming platforms everywhere. And we appreciate.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
We appreciate everybody checking us out, looking at us. And, you know, you can follow us on social media, Brew Brothers, anywhere.
Yeah.
Brew Brothas. Everybody always asks why you guys brothers. They always say we spell brothers different or brew different. But
they're whatever. Just not cool enough to understand how it's said.
Yeah, they're just not cool. Anyway, this is the Brew Brothers. We're out. See you on episode 9.
Hasta la pasta, guys.
All right, let's do it.